From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In this age of TiVos and other digital video recorders, many regular commercials go unseen. That's why product placement has become the new darling of the TV advertising industry. But now, the Federal Communication Commission is considering tougher disclosure rules for these so-called stealth ads. Here to tell us about it is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. And Sam, first of all, what kind of stealth ads are we talking about here?
Well, basically, Alex, a stealth ad is advertisements that are discreetly, sometimes not so discreetly, embedded within television programs. The idea is to reach those viewers with the TiVos or digital video recorders who fast forward through all the traditional commercials. One major example of this is Fox's American Idol. Coca-Cola paid to have cups with the Coke logo prominently displayed on the judge's table, as well as frequent mentions of the brand within the show. And to give you a sense of the scope we're talking about here, there were more than 3,000 instances of product placement on American Idol in just the first 3 months of the year.
Wow.
And the frequency with which these are showing up in all programming is staggering, really. It's the use of stealth ads increased nearly 40% so far this year.
But Sam, product placement has been around certainly for a long time. So why is the FCC taking up this issue this week?
Well, it's definitely timely in the sense of how fast this trend is growing recently. Last year, advertisers paid nearly $3 billion for product placement ads. That's up about a third from the year before. Next year should be even higher. But consumer advocates say the bigger issue here is one of disclosure. I spoke with Robert Weissman with the advertising watchdog group Commercial Alert, and he says these stealth ads violate some of the fundamental tenets of U.S. fair advertising and marketing rules.
It's not the same as them coming on in between episodes and saying, I'm Simon from American Idol and I think Coke is great and you should drink it too. It's different when you see it happening naturally, and it's different when you don't understand that they are paid pitchmen.
Now, advertisers, of course, disagree with that characterization. They're already required to disclose any product placements they use in network television programs, but that usually means a fast-moving fine print scroll at the end of those programs.
So what's the FCC calling for?
Well, this week the agency is expected to open a formal proceeding after industry opposition delayed the action earlier this year. It's not aimed at banning the practice outright, but it would look into additional disclosure measures, possibly something similar to the announcements that come at the end of those television political ads we hear. Advertising watchdogs want those disclosures to come at the moment of each product placement. And that's something advertisers and television networks are fighting hard to prevent, of course. Another consideration is whether to include cable television programs, which are currently exempt from the rules. One interesting side note here is that the instances of product placement are highest in reality programming. Those are the shows like American Idol, The Biggest Loser, and, of course, The Apprentice.
Thanks so much, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.